After hours of debate on the state House floor, an oil tax credit bill is on its way to the Senate. House Bill 111 passed primarily along caucus lines. Proponents say it will stabilize the state's tax regime and get Alaska a larger share of the profits from its oil. Opponents say they were rushed in reviewing the latest version of the bill, and they say that increasing taxes on the oil industry when prices are down will drive away the industry Alaska relies on for most of its money. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more from Juneau.
Alaska is one step closer to getting another oil tax credit overhaul. Representatives in the State House voted Monday to send a contentious bill over to the Senate. And, facing stiff opposition to a tax hike from Senate Republicans, the House Finance Committee that put out the latest version of the bill tied it to a Senate-approved permanent fund bill. They added language to that permanent fund bill that says it will only pass in the House if the House's version of the oil tax credit bill passes in the Senate. The latest oil tax credit overhaul drew a lot of criticism from opponents in the House who say that it goes beyond fixing a cash-for-credit system that many say the state cannot afford. Wasilla Republican Delana Johnson and many of her colleagues in the House minority say they didn't have enough time to look over the newest version of the bill. It was put out on Friday.
To take on this bill without understanding the consequence, having it sneaked in at the last minute, having less than 12 hours to put in amendments, it just doesn't make good sense.
In its current form, the bill would get the state out of the business of offering tax credits that can be exchanged for cash for work done on the North Slope. The state's delayed payments on those tax credits has resulted in a tab that will reach about $900 million this year. That's a provision that lawmakers on both sides of the aisle agree with. Proponents of the bill say that it's a better idea to reform the tax credit system into something the state can actually afford rather than continue along with credits that the state has to delay paying. In the new bill, companies would be expected to carry their losses until they're producing oil and owe a tax liability to the state. Then they could use those losses to offset taxes. A new addition to the bill cuts off a per-barrel credit given for oil production. But it also drops the base tax rate for the North Slope by 10%. If the oil industry investment stays the same and oil prices don't change dramatically, the Department of Revenue forecasts that the new oil tax credit system could raise oil income to the state for at least the next decade. According to its projections, the state could bring in $130 million more in revenue by 2019, all the way up to $475 million more by 2027. But there are a lot of caveats to that projection, and the bill isn't assured to pass in its current form. Opponents and industry representatives have repeatedly argued that the state changes its oil tax credit regime too often. Alaska's Revenue Commissioner, Randall Hoffbeck, says the political infighting and instability in the state's oil tax credit system go hand in hand.
What we need to do is get to a tax structure that enough people say that is good enough, we're going to leave it alone, and we're going to leave it alone for a long period of time.
Hoffbeck says having a predictable tax system is more important than the actual amount of tax revenue the state brings in. Opponents also question the idea of raising taxes on the industry at a time when oil prices are low. The oil and gas industry has shed thousands of jobs since record high employment in 2015, and it's projected to lose another 1,500 this year. Fairbanks Republican Steve Thompson says a tax hike will cause more people to lose their jobs.
Oil companies have said they're going to be laying down drill rigs if this is what we're going to end up doing because we will not be profitable.
But many in the Democrat-led majority caucus say that industry will not walk away from Alaska, citing other states and countries with higher tax rates and the state's high-quality oil. Fairbanks Democrat David Guttenberg says Alaskans should look at what the multinational oil companies say about Alaska in their shareholder meetings. He says Prudhoe Bay will remain an attractive place to invest.
Part of what they have successfully conveyed to this legislature, which has always bothered me, is that their shareholders are more important than our people.
Guttenberg and 20 other legislators in the House are betting that the industry can handle the pressure. But there isn't a lot of time left in the regular session for the Senate to decide what it's going to do. Next Sunday is the 90-day session limit. But without a fiscal plan for the state or a resolution on oil tax credits, lawmakers will likely continue to meet. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.